And here we go in 3, 2, and 1. Easton Haynes of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders joining us here on this Thursday afternoon, talking a little bit about his decision as he will be running in college. We'll talk to you more about the college he chose, but Easton, first of all, it's great to catch up with you. It's been great knowing you the past couple of years, and thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. Easton, like I mentioned, we've got to know each other and a lot of your teammates. Past couple of years, it's been great to kind of hang out with you guys down in Coon Rapids. First of all, congratulations on such a great high school career, not only in baseball this season, but just the fact that you're a multi-sport athlete. You found success all around. So talk to me about what it was like playing your, or what it's like playing your senior baseball season now and what it was like to complete the other sports you were in.
Yeah, it's definitely senior baseball. It's definitely been fun. We're starting off good. And then finishing all the sports as a senior, it's just something you'll never forget. And it's been a lot of fun with teammates growing up.
Is it a little surreal, the fact that it's done now? I know you guys are a tight-knit group down at Coon Rapids Baird.
Yep.
What is it like now that it's all kind of coming to a close?
You know, it's hard to believe that it's already, it goes by fast, but it's fun that I'm going to be able to run track in college with Gabe, so it'll be fun, but high school sports, it's been a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we mentioned, you have found success all around in sports. You were down at state track this last season with some great relay teams. Had a great baseball season last year, now off to a great start with the 10-1 start this year. Basketball team this past season has been great. What are some of the memories you're going to remember most from your time in high school? Or maybe it's just with your teammates, coaches. What are some of those memories you're going to remember the most?
Definitely when we made it to state in baseball, I think. It would have been my freshman year. And then when we made it to state track down the past couple of years, those are just memories I'll never forget with coaches and teammates that have made it so much fun along the way.
I know me and Jeff joke with you guys a lot throughout those times. Is there a story that sticks out to you as one you're going to remember?
I don't know if it's much of a story, but just everyone getting their hair blonde and bleached for when we made it to state in baseball. It was just so cool being a part of that, and, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know most people get mohawks sometimes, but the beach blonde hair, yeah. I like it. I'd be interested to see you in beach blonde hair, though.
It was different. I was going to be one that wasn't going to get it, but everyone else on the team got it, so I had to make sure I got it. It was a weird sight to see.
I bet. Obviously, you have made your decision. You're going to be running track and field up at BVU. I want to start off by just talking to you about when you realized you wanted to compete at the next level.
Well, I wanted to. I've always liked track. It's always been my favorite sport. And then the BVU coach reached out to me one day, and then at that point, I knew I was able to do it, and I just decided that I thought it was a good idea for me, and I really enjoyed it.
Now, you've competed in a lot of sports at Coon Rapids Baird. You obviously just said that track and field, kind of the favorite. Was it kind of an easy decision to choose to run track and field at the next level, or was there some kind of ideas of maybe competing in other sports?
Yeah, I think track was definitely the favorite, but I did think about baseball a little bit, but I realized that baseball would have took a huge chunk of time, and it wasn't my absolute favorite sport like track was, so I think track was the easy choice.
So BV reaches out to you. You obviously accepted. Were there any other schools that came up on your radar for schools you might have wanted to compete at and attend?
Central was an option. Coach Johnson, coach at our school, he reached out to the Central coach and tried to get me in contact with them. They have a great campus, great coaching. And, yeah, I really thought about going there too.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like from the talks of it, initial talks with Coach at BV going really well. What were some things that drew you to the team at BVU?
Well, they're a very good team, and they need sprinters and jumpers, which is exactly what I do. And then I went down there for a visit, and all the teammates there were warm and welcoming. They gave me tips on what to do. They're all just super nice down there along with the coaches.
And obviously the big thing about you going to BV is the fact that your teammate Gabe Obert is going there. I've seen the dynamic you two have had throughout the years. You two are like brothers to each other. So you mentioned, I think, you signed first, he signed second. Did you guys even have talks about attending BV together?
No. Gabe, for the longest time, I thought he was going to Iowa State. And then the BVU coach reached out to him, and he came up to me and said that I might run there. And I thought he was playing. I thought he was joking with me. I didn't believe it. And then all of a sudden, he actually went to a visit there and then committed there. And I was really surprised and happy.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that you're going to be going with a guy you know so much, and you already have chemistry with him, which is already great too. Talk to me just about the relationship you have with him. Obviously, I've seen it in person, but for anyone who maybe doesn't know, how are you and Gabe? What kind of friends are you and Gabe, I should say?
Oh, Gabe's been the closest friend my entire life. I've grown up with him since I was 2-3 years old. I went to a daycare at his house, and I've just gotten to know Gabe through sports, through friends, through school. I've just gotten so close with him throughout the years, and going to BV to run track with him in college, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And now that the fact that you know that you and him are both going to be competing at BVU, big question, are you two going to be roommates?
Oh, of course. Of course we are.
And the bigger question, I think, is who's the more clean between the two?
I mean, I'd like to say I am, but I feel like if I say that, Gabe might get a little upset, so I'll say we're about even.
Okay, there we go. Obviously, it's going to be a great time, you and Gabe competing at BVU. You're going to be more than just an athlete at BVU as well, so what are you going to be studying at Buena Vista University?
I'm going to go into accounting.
Okay, accounting. What was sort of the driving force between you going to accounting?
I've always loved math and numbers my whole life, and then I took an accounting class, I believe either junior or sophomore year, and it was my favorite class I've ever taken, and I knew once I took that class I wanted to go into something along that sorts.
Well, I'll tell you what, that at least makes one of us here in the conversation. I was never good with math in my high school career, but obviously great choice for you going into accounting, great business school up at BVU. Obviously, baseball season's going really well for you guys so far. Almost at the midway point of the season, you guys are 10-1, only lost to Kemper. That was a close loss. You guys throw a combined no-hitter last night against Glenn and Ralston. Talk to me about the season so far. What's the thoughts, and what's, of course, sort of the goals for you guys?
Obviously, our end goal is to make it to state and make a run at state. But this year, we've been working a lot on getting a lot of pitchers into the rotation. We have about 5 to 6 really good pitchers that can pitch at varsity. Like, we don't have to throw anyone off. We can confidently pitch a good amount of guys. And then we're becoming to get a really good hitting team. First couple games, we started off slow, which we tend to do. But after the first few games, we've gotten really good at hitting. And we can hit the ball around and play with, I think, anybody in the league.
Knowing that you guys are kind of at the top echelon of that Rolling Valley Conference and the fact that you're a senior, what are some things that you're teaching the next generation of CRB athletes in baseball? Is it just giving them tips on how to hit the ball, what to look for? What are some things you're teaching that next generation of CRB athletes?
You just always have to work hard and practice. We have two phenomenal coaches in Coach Waddle and Coach Hayden that if you put in the effort and put in the time, they will get you better. And you have to just stay the ride. Baseball is one of the sports in life that you fail more than you success. So you just have to stay the course, and once you put in the time and put in the effort, it will show towards the end.
Absolutely. And Easton, one more thing before we let you go here for today. Talk to me about what it means to be a Coon Rapids Bear Crusader and just kind of put a nice bookend to your entire time at CRB.
Coon Rapids has always been the best high school I could have asked for. It's amazing, the teachers and the support you get there. It's unreal. Anything, any question or anything that you can ask, it will be answered by someone. And all the friends along the way I made, it just made it an unbelievable experience.
Absolutely. Well, Easton, once again, congratulations. Moving on to BVU, you'll be competing alongside Gabe Olbert. Can't wait to see you succeed with the Beavers. Once again, good luck with the baseball season coming up. We'll hopefully talk to you at some point there, and good luck up at BVU.
All right. Thank you, Tyler.